The clean-up operations have begun in northern Moravia following the region's worst flooding in over a decade, in which 11 lives were lost. Hundreds of families were evacuated from their homes, while thousands in the region remain without gas and electricity. On Thursday, Prime Minister Jan Fischer pledged millions of crowns and 1,000 soldiers to help pick up the pieces in the areas worst affected. A little earlier, I spoke to Czech Radio's Igor Horvat in the North Moravian city of Ostrava. I started by asking him how the situation had changed there overnight.
The river reached the second level of flood alert at about 1 a.m. However, no roads or houses were flooded. Unfortunately, there were more victims. A dead woman was found in her house in Jeseník nad Odrou. The number of victims may not be final. More bodies may be found once the water recedes.
But the water maybe seems to be receding a bit, and the cleanup operation has maybe got underway. Do we have any idea, sort of as the water goes down, about the devastation that's been left behind, the amount of damages and everything that's been ruined?
Well, the immediate rescue activities, which aim at saving lives and property, are finished. People responsible for renewing supplies of electricity, drinkable water and gas and other utilities take over. Insurance workers as well as psychologists are already on the ground. But it's too early to say what a huge amount of damage it could be.
Okay, you said there that some psychologists have been sent in, but also, as promised by Prime Minister Jan Fischer, around about 1,000 soldiers have been sent into the affected areas to help with the clean-up operation and help battle the remains of the floods. Are they actually there now, and what sort of work are they doing in the areas?
Yes, 200 soldiers are already there. At this moment, they already help in the town which was damaged the most, Jeseník nad Odrou.
Would you say that Ostrava is now out of the sort of category of risk and that people can breathe a little bit more easily in Ostrava this weekend, or are people still very worried there?
Well, I think that people here in Ostrava city can spend quite a pleasant weekend because this danger is not very big.
Igor Horvat from Czech Radio Ostrava speaking to me there in a rather shaky sounding studio about this week's devastating floods in North Moravia. And here's hoping that the rain stays off this weekend and that the emergency teams can get on with their